podcast was brought to you by Project Passport, helping you bring wellness to work. Visit project-passport.com to book a corporate retreat or to learn more about our employee wellness program.
Hummingbirds are tetrachromatic. That means that they can see colors that we humans, who are only trichromatic, can only imagine. Welcome to the Project Warrior podcast. I'm Saliba Ismail.
And I'm Sabria Charles, and I literally have never heard those words before, but it's really cool that to realize that hummingbirds can see more colors than we could imagine. Like, I can't even imagine a color that I can't even imagine.
Well, actually, one of these not real colors is the color purple.
Purple? What?
Yeah.
But I thought purple and was just red and blue mixed together, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of exactly right. But we only see purple because in our retina, we have three cones. That's why it's called trichromatic. And there's the short, medium, and long. And like, I think the short one's red and the long one's blue. And so those two mixed together help us see purple, but like they're opposite on the color spectrum. So we're never actually seeing purple the way we see other colors that are actually on the spectrum, like orange or yellow.
Oh my gosh. I'm like mind blown right now. That's like amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So basically hummingbirds can see extra colors because they have an additional cone in their eye. And so it lets them see colors that are, you know, outside of that natural color spectrum that we're used to.
Exactly. It's just so cool. And I feel like there's a metaphorical lesson in there.
Yeah. So actually for this year, the hummingbird activity for this month, thought about wanting to do something unique like a terrarium. So instead of opting to go into a class, I decided I was going to get the kit on my own and do it all together. So I'm excited because when you make a terrarium, it's actually kind of a plant community that is in a glass space. So technically, depending on what angle you look at the terrarium, you may see things that maybe the other person can't see. So every terrarium angle has its own perspective and layout. So this is kind of similar to what we were talking about with the hummingbirds, because the fact that hummingbirds, they're able to see one perspective that we simply can't see, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's a really great point, that there is more to see than only what we can perceive. And I think this is starting to form a great challenge for our bouquet of hummingbird warriors, for them to find insight from someone who sees things differently from them. Actually, Sabria, I collected some anecdotes about this from members of the Project Passport team. So I'll share them with you right now.
Ooh, this is exciting. Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hannah, and I have a question for you. How much bigger do you think a billion is from a million? I had no idea until someone opened my eyes and informed me, and I fact-checked this, so this is true. A million seconds last 12 days, but a billion seconds last 31 years. And then a trillion seconds last 31,688 years. Mind blown.
My name is Dania Chambers, and I'm sharing a memory that I often think about. I mean, I truly still haven't quite gotten over the epiphany of the situation, which was that I chose to tackle homeschool for my daughter for the school year last year, and I was like, holy crap, I'm really going to freaking do this! That's how I felt inside, and probably outside too. So I didn't know how I was going to do this. I have to work for a living and do school. And I'm like, well, school is from 9 to 3, and how am I going to do it? And I'm sitting with my daughter's occupational therapist, and she says to me, well, do you have to do school during daylight hours? I mean, can't you teach the new elements of the course to your daughter in the evening after dinner, per se, and maybe work in the morning? Well, I'm like, why didn't I think of that? That is brilliant. We made it work. The funniest thing is that if I was working with another patient, I would have problem solved something similar, but because it was myself, I could not see outside of the box.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm going to tell you about one time that my personal one-on-one coach gave me an insight that was really helpful to me. I was really caught in indecision, and I kept saying that I don't know what to do here. And she really helped me to flip it and see that this is a really disempowered victim stance. I don't know, therefore I don't have to take any action. And now I instead use questions like, well, what do I know? And that has been a game changer for me.
Wow, I love these perspectives. I mean, just thinking about, you know, changing how we approach obstacles, changing how we approach difficult situations in our lives, like, you know, with the school with Dania's daughter. I mean, I think that was such a great flip of a way to show up in life. And then even thinking about the concept of time and how, yes, time is so much more complex than we really imagine. And it's not that simple. I just loved hearing that we can choose to think about something differently with new information. We have that right. We have the ability to choose to change our perspective, but we also have to be okay with the fact that maybe we won't change our opinion and that it was just great to be able to understand that different perspectives. I think one thing that's important, no matter what, when you're looking at the terrarium or the hummingbird colors, is to be open to listening, be open to accepting that something else can exist and someone else's reality can exist simultaneously with yours, which I think is beautiful. Here are just a few simple steps that you can take in order to create room for other perspectives and views. The first thing is take a deep breath. Oftentimes we're on edge, we're anxious, we're nervous when we're hearing another perspective. Take a moment, slow down, and take a deep breath and allow yourself to be present. Be mindful in that space. The next step would be to not think so much about what you need to say back to the person, but to really spend time hearing what they're saying and hearing their perspective and their experience and showing that through minimal cues, nodding, okay. You know, it doesn't mean that you're agreeing with the person, but it's just at least showing them that you're there and you're present with them. And the final step to be able to create room for receiving perspective is to be able to honor and respect the opinion of someone else and let yourself know that while I may not agree with this person or while I may think differently, I can still see value and respect in that person's opinion. And so remember, respect and value doesn't always have to equal concur.
Thanks, Sabria. That's really, really helpful. And I think these tips will be really useful for our warriors. Warriors, if you have recently received new insights or have a story about your own Year of the Hummingbird, let us know. Send a short voice message to podcast@project-passport.com. We may feature you in an upcoming episode.
And now that we're able to see that there are so many different perspectives in this thing called life, we are one flight closer to protecting the well-being.